This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Things are winding down at the state capitol, but that's only true on the calendar. It's going to be an intense week or so as the legislative session, you know, winds down. We focus on the budget, but there are a slew of bills, many of which won't get a vote, which is always difficult this time of year. And there's other issues besides just, you know, what's going on with the guardrails and all that stuff. I want to welcome in John Rumberger. He's the executive director of the Wethersfield Housing Authority, as well as the president of Con Nero. Did I say that right?
Yes.
And obviously housing is a major thing for you. I thought it'd be really helpful, constructive for our audience, because just let us know what those two organizations do.
Well, good morning, Brian, and thank you for having me here today. Appreciate it, and the conversation. So Con Nero is the Connecticut Trade Association for Housing Authorities. It's all volunteer. So my day job is the executive director at the Wethersfield Housing Authority. But today we're excited.
Oh, so the Housing Authority in Wethersfield, and then there's a group of all the housing authorities that make up
correct.
The Con Nero.
Okay. Yes, yes. So there's about 100 housing authorities in Connecticut. Not all of them are members of Con Nero, but that's where we band together and collaborate on issues that confront us.
Now, when it comes to municipalities, the housing authority, it works. It's an official unit of the town government.
Well, we're set up under state statute, but it is it's a bit of a gray area, and
are you the one that like inspects and does all that stuff, or like
no.
Are you just with planning? Like, how does it work?
So, housing authorities, again, set up under state statute. So, if the town felt they had a need for affordable housing, they could enter into this into this world. So it started really in the 40s with post-war housing, and it has evolved today into what we do now.
And so the focus is affordable housing and senior housing. Can you explain what your sphere is?
Yes. Yeah, so again, historically, it started as post-war World War II housing. It evolved into elderly, disabled housing. And now the focus is this middle income tier. I saw that word being thrown around. So the word affordable housing covers such the gamut. It can be up to 80%.
We need a new term, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Because like most people think, oh, okay, I don't want that in my town. But I was just saying earlier, you can have a dual income household and still not afford housing.
Correct. I mean, even today, it's where do the recent college graduates go? Where in my community, Wethersfield, if you work up and down the Silas Dean or Berlin Turnpike, where do you live? So it's been the hot button topic the last few legislative sessions. Again, as a reminder, we have our Con Nero Day at the Capitol today, 2 to 5 p.m. And we are going to be there to remind our legislators the important role that housing authorities play in their community. And we have been part of the solution. Again, we have evolved from this World War II, post-World War II model. And the state law that requires 10% affordable housing, I'm going to make people cringe with this term, but 830G is the state law. And housing authorities can help make a dent or even solve that. So developers get a lot of airtime and play with this, but we've always been there. As a good friend of mine said, hey, remember that scene from Anchorman? We have news team assemble and the guys look up and say, hey, we've always been here. Well, so that's how we feel as housing authorities. So while people way smarter than me try to figure all this out, we've been here.
Yeah.
We sent a survey out to our members. We have vacant land. We have current zoning. And many parcels were underbuilt. So housing authorities are such low-hanging fruit. Again, my community, Weathersfield, has been fantastic to repurpose schools in the past. So whether it's vacant land or surplus buildings, we can make a dent.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So wait, let me just clarify. We're talking with John Rumberger, who's the executive director of the Weathersfield Housing Authority, but the president of Conero, which is a group of municipality housing authorities. You have spots that will be perfect for development. You just need a developer to come in and to do the project?
Well, we have the expertise and knowledge to do it ourselves. Okay. So we may partner. Maybe it's a joint venture. But there's success stories right now with Greenwich and Glastonbury, leading the charge and doing it themselves in cooperation with the town.
How tough is it right now in terms of housing? Is it like it's a capacity issue, right? We need more units online. But just from your perspective, put it in perspective.
Yeah. So it's incredibly tough. Again, there's trying to find the land available to do things. Most times, again, I'm not an expert in this, in the funding avenue of it, but a lot of it talks about tax abatements and making things work for developers. So on the housing authority role, hey, if there's extra land that isn't even generating any tax dollar, we can help with that, whether it's pilot payments back to the town, car taxes for future residents. You know, so we contribute to the community, and I think that gets lost, the vital role that we play.
John Rumberger, Weathersfield Housing Authority, as well as president of Conero here on Brian and Company. When it, you know, something like House Bill, Jason Rojas's bill, House Bill 5002, like what legislatively is happening potentially that could help?
Well, what's important to remember and to let the membership and the listeners know, Connecticut is one of a handful of states with state-sponsored housing. So this, again, was initiated in that post-World War II era, but that is where I believe the budget has about $800 million put in it for housing initiatives. That's where housing authorities can play a role. Get us the funding. I know one project that housing authority is working on, I believe there's 11 layers of funding. That's too much. It yeah. takes too much time to get these things off the ground.
So is this the legislation, you know, refine it? And
well, I haven't, on the 92 pages that came out on Thursday, we're all picking through.
Yeah.
But again, we feel as housing authorities, there's a niche for us. We can have things carved out where we can partner with our communities and meet these affordable housing goals.
Anything else you want to get out there with people? Because, I mean, listen, we talk about housing a ton. And, you know, we talk to a lot of municipalities, stuff is coming, but we're just waiting for it to all come. And hopefully it'll get there and you won't overshoot it and then we'll have a glut. I mean, I worry about all sides of it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So the state's done a fantastic job of getting preservation money to housing authorities the last 10 or 15 years. We feel now it's the time to help us expand, get back into, make a dent on these 100,000 units and partner with your housing authority. We have the best interests of the community in mind. We work well with our town leaders, and we're not trying to fight off development that doesn't mesh with the town.
Yeah. John, it's good to meet you. Good luck today.
Thank
you,
Brian.
2 to 5 at the Capitol.
Yep, Ben and Jerry's. And
really?
Yeah, so come one, come all.
Free food always gets, always get Ben and Jerry's. My daughter will probably drive. Take a plane from France to get Ben and Jerry's. She's obsessed with it. We appreciate you coming in and giving some, you know, a little clarity to what's going on, both from your perspective and statewide. John Rumberger, again, the executive director with Weathersfield Housing Authority and the president of Conero, and it's Housing Day at the Capitol from 2 to 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.